150 years ago this year, in 1864, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Yosemite Grant Act. It was the first land grant in the nation's history dedicated to protecting wilderness for the enjoyment of people, and it paved the way for the U.S. national park system.
When you picture Yosemite Valley, there is a good chance one person's images in particular come to mind, those of Ansel Adams. Adams was an environmentalist and photographer and spent years capturing the park's landscapes in black and white, images that have become icons of modern art.
Here with us to talk about Ansel Adams and his ties to Yosemite is Peter Galassi. He's a former chief curator of photography at the Museum of Modern Art. To commemorate the park's 150th anniversary, he's put out a collection of Ansel Adams photographs. It's titled Ansel Adams in Yosemite Valley, celebrating the park at 150. It comes out today. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, today we're all photographers with our phones and whatnot, but Ansel Adams, still lives on as a legend. What made his images so iconic?
I think there are probably two answers to that. One, the young Ansel Adams was a great adventurous artist who found a way to embody in his pictures a sort of private mystical experience of nature, which for him had really first blossomed in Yosemite, which stayed the core of his aesthetic. Then the second answer is that much later on in his career, Adams became probably the leading conservationist in the conservation movement, which was a very public and in fact very effective movement for protecting wilderness in the U.S. And those are two very different people.
Now, I've read that he used a large capacity camera to get some of those images because it provided a specific effect. In terms of just the technique that he used, what was remarkable about it?
Well, we really are talking about a technology that is now obsolete. But he made negatives on film, although maybe when he started, some of them were on glass. But he made large negatives. So, for example, 8 by 10 inches. So, which means in order to make the large negative, you have to have a large camera that sits on a tripod, which means that if you're photographing in a place like Yosemite, you've got a lot of trekking to do early on with a burro. And those large negatives recorded a great deal of information, which he then translated into exquisitely precise prints. He was a technical master.
What was it about Yosemite that led Ansel Adams to fall in love with it, in some ways make it his life's work?
Well, he first went there. He was born in San Francisco in 1902. He first went there when he was 14 years old in 1816, which, remember, that's now almost 100 years ago, and it was a different world. Yosemite was still, there were some hotels, there were some roads and so forth, but it was a magical experience for him that changed his life. I mean, for the next 10 years or so, he continued to pursue his talent as a pianist. He could have been a concert pianist, but in the end, he chose photography. And a lot of the reason was because of the depth of his feeling for nature in Yosemite.
Can you describe a couple of his most famous photographs for us?
Oh, Lord. I think that's a that's a lot of trouble. But let me tell you, the most familiar view of Yosemite is at the mouth of the valley, looking down the axis of the valley with the big monuments on either side, where looking down towards Half Dome in the middle. And that's a picture, that's a view that he explored over and over and over again. And as he himself explained, the view is always great. The photographs are only great when it's made alive by light and weather. And this was at the core of Adams' aesthetic, was a sort of flickering vitality that he managed to capture in his very beautiful prints, and that brought the place alive in the prints. And so the pictures of that view, like clearing winter storm, where there's all kinds of it looks like what it sounds like, and he loved to photograph right after a storm and when the clouds and the light were very surprising.
Is there something about his black and white photography of Yosemite that does something that we couldn't do with color even today?
No, I wouldn't say that. The when photography began, it was monochrome, often brown and white, and so there was a very rich tradition of photographs in monochrome that Adams inherited and extended. He then later on he did commercial work as in color and so forth. But a photographer born in 1902 had to learn to see the world in black and white.
What relationship do his photographs have with his eventual becoming of an environmentalist, a conservationist?
Well, when he fell in love with Yosemite and he fell in love with the experience of being in nature, and he was a great climber and explorer and hiker, and of course the people who. Almost all of the people who have that depth of feeling for nature want to help protect it, which is, of course, why this book is coming out. The Adams Trust wanted to do this book because it's the anniversary of Lincoln's Yosemite grant, and the whole purpose was to protect these places. So the love of the nature and the dedication to the conservation movement, and Ansel was very dedicated to it, do go hand in hand.
And how did his photographs inspire others to help preserve that and other parks? And maybe on to today, this new book, will that inspire people to protect these lands and others now?
I hope so. But that's not the purpose of the book. The purpose of the book is to explore the work of a great photographer in the place that made him a photographer. But there's nothing, I haven't seen how to put this. It's Ansel's work became very useful politically for protecting the wilderness, and I think that's a great thing. But that isn't why he made the best of his work. He made it because of his personal relationship to nature that prompted him to be an artist. And that's a very private thing.
And you said he had sort of mystical experiences in that landscape. What do you mean by that?
Well, I wish I had one wonderful... He was an incessant letter writer and a writer of introductions to books and things like that. And he did once... write about his experience where looking at the sun playing on the grass, that it looked like silver and so on. It was, and he's not alone in having this experience of being in wild nature and having it move him very deeply.
We'll leave it there. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Peter Galassi, former chief curator of photography at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. His new collection is Ansel Adams in Yosemite Valley, celebrating the park at 150.